Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com. The following column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan, reading it for Jim. Jim titled his column, Dealing with the Public, and here's what he has to say about that. I had occasion last week to deal with a citizen in a community that was upset because the EPA was allowing the sewage discharge from their town to go into a large recreational lake. Actually, they were the gullible victims of an organization that was attempting to obtain favorable passage of an activity this organization wanted, and one of their tactics was greenwashing. Let's break this down. There are many instructive lessons here. First, the organization was wanting approval to buy several parcels of land approximately 12 to 15 miles downstream from the discharge sited. Under their charter, if they can buy this land, they can take it off the tax rolls. One of their stated reasons for buying this land is that they will be able to help with cleaning up the waterway downstream from the dam that forms the lake. All this does is show us that such organizations are far savvier at dealing with the public than are our own public relations people in industry. They know all the right buttons to push to get the public on their side. The measure to allow them to buy the land passed the local governing board unanimously. Second, it is essential to understand that water flows downhill. This may be obvious to us, but apparently it is not to the general public. For those who need an explanation of this phenomenon, the History Channel did a marvelous documentary on plumbing systems a number of years ago that explains it. They cleverly noted that as we drive around our communities, we see water towers. I have noticed these all over the world. Water must flow downhill everywhere. The documentary goes on to say that to minimize the cost of pumps and their operation, the potable water side, as well as the discharge side of plumbing systems, take advantage of this phenomenon of water flowing downhill. Amazing! This necessitates that sewage system discharges are in streams on the downhill side of the system. You might notice this in your pulp or paper mill. I asked the citizen who was alarmed about this what they expected the community to do. Air freight their sewage plant discharge to the Sahara Desert? Third, most of the public thinks there has been no progress in cleaning up air or stream discharges since the EPA in the U.S. came into existence in 1970. Really, this is how they think. The person in this case, for instance, likely assumed the EPA was letting this discharge happen because they did not know what else to do. The idea that the EPA has water quality regulations and that there are regular tests for bad things that might be in the water has never occurred to them. Then there are people who rise slightly above this level of ignorance. They think there are standards, but that the EPA is in cahoots with the responsible discharge parties, thus allowing them to discharge without meeting the standards. Fourth, I would be interested in knowing the science behind the greenwashing statement that this organization is going to help the water quality after the water has passed through the lake, where dwell time, I would guess, is somewhere between 3 and 9 months, over the dam and then reach the stream where the land is. Further, I would like to know exactly what they're going to do to that stream to improve it. To my knowledge, they have made no detailed statements on this. This entire episode is illustrative of the work we have to do to explain to the public in simple terms the millions of dollars we spend to comply with environmental regulations and protect them. I started talking about this knowledge gap over 25 years ago. There's been little progress on the part of pulp and paper mills in dumbing down the information they provide to the public in this entire time. Start with the fact that water flows downhill. Question every incidence in which your literature or PR materials exceed this basic level of understanding. Think like you are writing a book for an elementary school class. Sometimes we make the same errors when we talk about safety. We don't want our audience to feel insulted by our making the subject at hand too simple. Go ahead and insult them. It just may save a life. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.